You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. America lost a giant earlier today. Henry Aaron, of course, was the longtime home run leader for Major League Baseball. I didn't realize until today what a great hitter he was. In fact, he still holds the career record for total bases and RBIs in the Major Leagues, third in hits behind Pete Rose and Ty Cobb. But, of course, it was the home run record in 1974 that we all remember. Fergie Jenkins, Cub great, is on the phone line with us. Fergie, welcome.
How you doing, Steve?
I'm well, thanks. Kevin Powell is joining us as well. Okay, how'd you do against Hank Aaron?
Well, I faced Hank for about almost 11 years when he was with Milwaukee, and then when he got traded, or the team went to Atlanta. You know, I was very fortunate enough. I only gave up two home runs to him, one in Turner Field and one in Wrigley. So he was a devastating hitter. I mean, he had my attention every time he came to the plate.
Yeah, so what do you think of his loss today and what it means to baseball? And we'll talk a little bit about his contribution earlier, but I'm just interested what you felt when you heard the news.
Well, I was kind of devastated because of the fact that he had just got his vaccine shot, and I thought that things were going to be on upscale for Hank, but Hank was 86. I'm not sure what the other complications were, but hearing that news, it was really, really troubling.
You know, it speaks to how he was a leader all the way until his final days. I mean, he didn't get that vaccine just for himself, right? It was part of a publicity campaign to encourage others to get it.
Well, yes, I know being a man of color, a lot of the people of color are kind of skeptical about getting that vaccine shot for some crazy reason. I'm not really sure.
Right.
I got mine on last Thursday. I just think that they ought to maybe research it a little better and find out this shot is going to save your life.
Yeah, I hope people are listening to you and hear that, Fergie. So, Hank Aaron, you know, it's a good lesson in generations and how your age determines how you see things. So I was 11 years old in 1974, and for me, you know, I was over the moon. I remember still the sight. I remember where I was when it happened. It was kind of late for me to staying up, but I think it was even a school night maybe. But I was completely unaware of the racial implications or the racist threats that Henry Aaron faced ahead of that. It's just, you know, and maybe it's because there wasn't an internet and I wasn't reading the newspaper. They didn't talk about those things on TV. I just didn't know about it. But I would imagine all of you ballplayers were very much aware of it.
Well, yes, it was publicized that when Hank got close to 700 and then pushing for the record, he had quite a bit of hate mail. And it's really unfortunate that fans do that because of the fact that he was breaking a record of another icon, Babe Ruth. And because of the fact that a player of color was breaking a record that was owned by a white player, I think that a lot of these fans really weren't thinking correctly, but they were sending mail to Hank, and unfortunately, I'm not sure if it really upset him or not, or maybe it made him try even harder, but he was able to break the record and go on to hit many more home runs.
No, there's a quote from him, Fergie. It says, "It was supposed to be the greatest triumph of my life, but I was never allowed to enjoy it. I couldn't wait for it to be over."
Well, because the fact it was so publicized,
right.
I think that everybody in the media was following him, hoping that he was going to break it. And he wasn't sure, but he ended up finally breaking it in Atlanta, where his home team was.
Let's listen to Vin Scully's call of it, the great Dodger announcer. Of course, the Braves were playing the Dodgers that night.
One ball and no strikes. Aaron waiting. The outfield deep and straight away. Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone. What a marvelous moment for baseball. What a marvelous moment for Atlanta and the state of Georgia. What a marvelous moment for the country and the world. A black man is getting a standing ovation in the deep south for breaking a record of an all-time baseball idol.
I was reading a story about his career, and it said that it was difficult for him because he was in a smaller market in the South. I'm just wondering what you ran into. I mean, you were up in Philadelphia and then Chicago, bigger cities, bigger markets. Did you experience the hate that he did?
Well, I think the biggest thing, it wasn't publicized as much until he did get close to Babe Ruth's record, but you know, being in Milwaukee first, and and not being a flashy player like a Mays or a Clemente or some of the other flashy players in the National League. I think the publicity wasn't as strong. Mm-hmm. But then he went to Atlanta, and Turner bought the team, and Turner Broadcasting Company televised a lot of games on TV. So his popularity had to be becoming very popular.
Interesting. Kevin Powell is in our sports office.
Hey, Fergie, great to talk to you. I guess I don't really have necessarily...
Kevin, how you doing?
I'm doing great, doing great. And not necessarily a specific question, but I just love hearing stories of former ballplayers about whether they're teammates or opponents. I guess just do you have any on-field stories that you'd like to share or even off the field about Henry Aaron?
Well, the biggest thing when he came to Wrigley Field, and I mean, he was a line drive power hitter, and you didn't have to hit the ball long to hit it out of Wrigley Field. If you get it up in the air or even on a line, the ball would jump out. But there was a lot of players, that myself, Bill Hands, Kenny Holtzman, Rich Nye. He had our respect because of the fact that he couldn't make a mistake, especially with a fastball up in the strike zone. His eyes popped out. He wasn't about to take a fastball.
All right, so you said you held him to 2 home runs. Which of your teammates did he absolutely own?
You know,
you can tell names.
Sure,
you can tell stories.
But I think he hit close to 10 off Tom Seaver.
Really?
Another fine pitcher, Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
But Kenny Holstman held him down. Kenny had a pitch a no hitter against Atlanta in the mid 70s. So
Kenny,
I just think that the respect you had for such a power hitter, when you got him out, you consider yourself lucky.
Kenny Holstman was a home run hitter himself, right?
Yeah, Kenny was a pretty good ball player. Yes, he was.
I know that he was pretty proud of his home runs. He'd hit one from time to time.
Can I ask a quick question? I'm kind of curious what Fergie thinks of this because, you know, there's still Barry Bonds technically has the most home runs, but that's, you know, a whole nother conversation. Hank Aaron pre-steroids era. How do you view stats and all that sort of thing? I know it can be quite controversial when it comes to people talking about that and what Barry Bonds did or did not do. How do you view who the real home run king is in baseball?
Well, you've talked to a lot of veteran players, and they still consider Hank Aaron the definite home run hitter, the World Series, I mean, the world champion home run hitter. But, you know, Bonds did it in an era where, you know, players accused of taking certain things. But for hitting 755 home runs, that was a remarkable feat.
I don't know the answer to this. Maybe you guys do. But so Aaron came out of the Negro Leagues, and just this year or last year, they announced that the Negro Leagues would be recognized as a major league. So, Kevin, will his home run totals go up?
That's a good question, Ferg. That was kind of the first thing I thought of was how are stats going to be affected. I haven't seen anything like that change. Fergie, I don't know. Maybe you have a better grasp on it.
No, I haven't heard a thing. I'm not sure. I think Hank only played one or two seasons.
Yeah,
League, so I'm not sure how many home runs. He was 17 or 18 when he played in the Negro League, so I'm not sure.
There was a story that when he was a kid, he met Jackie Robinson in his hometown. Robinson was going around to different towns encouraging kids to get their education and, you know, go toward a good career and things like that. And he said that was when he saw his future. So let me ask you, when did you see your future? Because you spent a lot of time on the ice.
Well, yeah, I was first a hockey player and then in high school a pretty good basketball player. But I didn't really see how good I was until I went to winter ball that second year with Cal McClish in the Philly organization, and I developed a pretty good slider. And I could see that pitch was going to probably get me to the big leagues quicker. I was getting players out a little easier than just throwing a sinking fastball, running fastball. But that slider really turned the tide for me. And when I got to the big leagues, It really helped me.
Was it hard for you to quit? I mean, I'm sure you knew it was time to quit, but what was it like in the year or two after?
Well, Dallas Green got me to come back when I came back to the Cubs 82, 83. And then in spring training of 84, he had said that the team was going another direction. They wanted younger players, and I had just turned 40. So when they said that they didn't need my services anymore, I went on home.
It didn't haunt you? I mean, you know, a lot of guys who do that their whole life, it's kind of tough to make the adjustment.
Well, I had a farm ranch in Canada, and my father and I were taking care of that, but I was raising quarter horses. I just thought that I had almost 19 years in the big leagues. I had played long enough. and it's time to go home.
Well, I got an answer on the Henry Aaron statistics. So he played, they have a cutoff of 1948 for transferring the statistics from the Negro Leagues to Major League Baseball. So he, of course, played a few years after that. So his stats would not increase. Listen, it was great for you to join us on this day. As we'll remember, Hank, we're going to talk to George Will a little bit later as well about his significance in baseball. Great to talk to you anytime, Fergie. Thank you for joining us today.
Pleasure.
All right.
All right, guys.
We'll talk again.
Take care.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. As we head into the news with Kim Gordon in a minute or two, let's drop in on Henry Aaron and part of his acceptance speech at the Baseball Hall of Fame.
The sheer majesty of this occasion and its significance overwhelms me. For truly I reflect on my life, and particularly my 23 years in baseball, I am reminded of a statement I once read, and I quote, "The way to fame is like the way to heaven through much tribulations." It had been for me, to quote a very popular song, a long and winding road. Nevertheless, I have been extremely blessed in my lifetime. I stand here today because God gave me a healthy body, a sound mind, and talent. For 23 years, I took the talent that God gave me and developed it to the best of my ability. 23 years ago, I never dreamed that this high honor would come to me. For it was not fame I sought, but rather to be the best baseball player that I could possibly be.
Henry Aaron, as he was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame, Hank Aaron, Homer and Hank, died this morning at the age of 86 years old.